Today is the 31st of May, Sunday, 2026. We thank you for standing with us in prayer this morning. Our team for the day is Minister Gatewood and Sarah, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the minute with the master is from Psalm 120, verse 1. It's the New Living Translation, and it reads, I took my troubles to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered my prayer. Nobody likes trouble, but God at times will allow trouble in our lives in order to draw us closer to him. Are you facing any type of trouble today? What challenges are you facing? What is causing you distress? What emotions are filling your heart as you think about these situations? Are you worried and complaining? Are you seeking counsel from friends, or have you cried out to God? God answers our prayer when we pray in faith and it aligns with his truth. Praying in faith simply means that you truly believe that he hears your prayers and will answer you. When you pray, you don't have to stress or worry about it. He hears and will answer. You can't ask for something that is ungodly and that doesn't line up with the truth of his word. But the good news of God is that when trouble arises, you can reflect back on those past hills, mountains, valleys, trenches, and ditches that have faith that God had brought you through before. He is the same God, and he is able to help you again. So keep the faith and take your troubles to him. Trust that he hears your cries. Our prayer petitions for the day are as follow. For the family of Jesse Curtis Anderson of Augusta, Georgia, Kurt is the uncle of Yolanda Triplett and has been released from the pain of this world to find rest in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for comfort, peace, and strength for the entire family. For Todd D. of Illinois, we pray the Lord gives him a renewed spirit. For Earl, we pray for his needs to be met and for him to remain encouraged. For those experimenting with drugs, we ask God to quicken their spirits and make them whole. Those having a consultation meeting with a surgeon, we pray for the Lord to go before them, direct the wisdom of doctors, and for the next steps to be ordered by God. We also pray for healing. Our family members who are aging, we pray for your physical strength and mental sharpness to be sustained. And we ask God to look over you and help you finish each day strong. For broken families, we pray God restore strained relationships and breathe unity and harmony into tense home environments. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God to give you patience as needed, strength for today, and wisdom to know when to stop trying to solve your problems and confidently release things to God. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. And we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for the president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for our safe neighborhoods, for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Everyone have a blessed Sunday. Thank you.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you. You watched over us all night long. You woke us up and you allowed us to see a new day. You gave us all brand new mercy. And for all that have not, will not say thank you. Father God, I come today to say thank you for all. And for all that do not know thee in the pardon of their sins, I pray to God today that all will seek thee while thou art yet to be found. Believers, God is good. He's kind, he's merciful, he's great. And all the days of our lives, he's worthy to be praised. God is good. Despite of our ups and downs, our trials and tribulations, God is still good. I thank God on today. Just for being God all by himself today, I thank God today. He kept us when we couldn't even keep ourselves. He loved us despite of us. Gave us another chance. He saved us. He delivered us. He set us free. God is good. Don't take nothing for your journey. You keep going in Jesus' name. Greater is coming. The way is going to be made. All you got to do is wait on God. And I come to serve you. Notice he's worth waiting on. God is good. He opened doors. He poured out blessings. God is good. He's able to do anything but fail. I come to tell you he's good. Take the taste of drugs away. I come to tell you he can't. Be a surgeon in the sick room. I come to tell you he can't. He'll be a mother and a father, a sister and a brother. I come to tell you, he can't. God is good. No matter what the situation may be, in your weakest hour, God is still good. I pray for the bereavement families all over the world. Earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. Look to God, I come to tell you. He'll give you the strength. He'll wipe away the tears here. He'll mend the broken heart, I come to tell you. God can do it. I trust God. I trust God. There's no other way except God's way. So you don't have to hold your head down. You lift your head up. You square your shoulders. You look to the hill from which cometh your help. Because all your help cometh from the Lord. Just look up. With a smile on your face. Just look up. With a smile on your face today. I come to tell you. Just look up. You declare that everything is going to be all right. I know he can. I know he will. There's no doubt in my mind today. God can. Thank you for Sunday morning. God can. Glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lift them up. Give them praises. Glorify his name. Just for who he is, I come to tell you he can. God is able. So when you're encouraging a friend or a loved one or even a family member or yourself, just say God is able. He's able. And God, I thank you for everyone on this call on today. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Keep your head up with a smile on your face. You square your shoulders and you know who you belong to. God is able. Love yourself. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. And let it go. You don't need to be weighed down. Let it go. You are free. Let it go. And give it to God. He can handle it. And God, I pray for every prayer request that have not yet been submitted. Those who have submitted a request, I pray for you. I come to tell you it's on the way. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. We can even ask or think God can do it. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Heavenly Father, you have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I accept our continual God to use us. Continual God to shape us. Continual God to mold us. Continual God to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher in you, oh God. We're not going to look for glory and no praises because it all belongs to God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today I do and I pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to cover you and your loved ones with his divine favor today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.